Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be addressing a very important and pertinent question. And that question is about how we should celebrate Eid. As you know, we've just passed the month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah Ta'ala that He accept all of our fasts and all of our acts of worship in this blessed month. Now we are, we have passed Ramadan and we are celebrating Eid, the very one of the Eids and one of the celebrations of Islam, Eid al-Fitr. The question arises as to, according to Islam, as you know, Islam is a complete religion. It has rules and regulations for everything. So the question we want to ask is, according to Islam, how should we celebrate this Eid? You know, what is the proper and Islamic way to do so? A lot of people might be under the misconception that, you know, the month of Ramadan was the month of worship and we've finished it, so now we should take a break. But actually, to the contrary, this is not so. Even on the day of Eid is also a great opportunity for Muslims to worship Allah. And as you know, we have the Eid prayers, you know, the Salatul Eid, which is to be performed on this day. And you know, there's there's still a chance if somebody hasn't been forgiven in the month of Ramadan, the day of Eid is also a day when he can turn to Allah and ask forgiveness for him. We have beautiful hadiths regarding this question and this subject, and we can look at these and inquire into how we should celebrate Eid. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported as having said, "Adorn your festivals with frequent chants of Allahu Akbar." Zayyanu a'yadakum bit-takbir. Adorn your festivals with frequent chants of Allahu Akbar. And also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported as having said, "Adorn the two festivals, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, with frequent chants of La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah and with glorification of Allah." And it has been narrated in Kanzul Ummal that the Prophet used to go out in the streets on these two festivals, meaning the Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, chanting La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, in a very loud voice. And, you know, we see this prophetic practice, reflected in the practice of the Muslims, you know, before the prayer of Eid. Muslims can gather, well, before they're gathering together in the mosque, you know, they recite these and chant these supplications and zikrs, these azkar, these mantras, remembering Allah in this way. And obviously, as you know, there's a lot of a'mal and acts of worship which have been narrated, which are recommended to be performed on the night before Eid. These are also good to be performed. You know, you can refer to the famous book of prayers and litanies, the Mafatihul Jinan, if you want to look at what has been recommended regarding these acts. So the day of Eid is not a day to get down and party and, you know, just forget about Allah and, forget about, you know, ibadat on this day. Rather, this itself is a day in which we have been given the opportunity to repent and worship Allah and, you know, also acquire sawab for it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the way and the manner in which we should celebrate the Eids and the festivals in the light of the prophetic hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.